This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. CU Boulder will join a new engineering research center led by Utah State University. Researchers will use federal grant money to research and build ways to advance sustainable electric transportation. CU will receive $5 million over the first 5 years of research. Faculty at other local universities such as Colorado State University and CU Colorado Springs will also contribute to the center's projects. Real estate prices in Metro Denver are climbing. Denver Metro Association of Realtors says the average home price in July jumped more than 7% from June. That comes to just over $600,000. Jill Schaefer is a realtor and chairs the association's Trends Committee. She says economic uncertainty from COVID-19 isn't hitting the housing market.
I am seeing sellers collecting multiple offers and having their choice of which one is best. We've been seeing that in the past couple of years, but it's not necessarily what most people would think would be happening in the middle of a pandemic.
Schaefer says low interest rates are enabling people to pay higher prices. At the same time, a lack of inventory is also pushing buyers to pay more. Fees are waived today on federal public lands in Colorado to mark yesterday's signing of the Great American Outdoors Act. On top of that, Interior Secretary David Bernhardt also issued a declaration that designates August 4th as Great American Outdoors Day, which will be added to the list of annual free days to commemorate the signing of the act. It is 95 degrees in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.